When the Newport Jazz Festival became famous, New Orleans musicians and music lovers would ask George Wein, the Newport Festival's founder, why not produce a big jazz event in New Orleans? After all, it was the birthplace of the music. Wein said today it was important that the timing and the politics be right before he put on a festival here.
This isn't just another town where I came to do a jazz festival. I put on jazz festivals in many cities. I was married to Joyce. Joyce was an African-American lady. And hey, if I brought her in 62, they'd have put us in jail, you know? That's history. But in 1970, we really got it done. We're in the New Orleans Jazz Festival and Louisiana Heritage Fair.
That event has become the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And there were many references to how the early days of the festival were groundbreaking for race relations in the city. Quint Davis, CEO of Festival Productions, says Jazz Fest has added billions of dollars to the local economy in its 44 years. Today marked the naming of the Jazz Heritage Center in honor of George and Joyce Wein. Joyce Wein, a biochemist, died in 2005. Davis noted the couple's commitment to education and plans to offer free music education at the Jazz Heritage Center.
But that comes not from the love of this festival. That comes from the love of New Orleans and a dedication to educating young people who don't have the advantages of other young people.
The center's location is where the Jazz and Heritage Festival Foundation's offices have been for years, at the edge of the Tremé neighborhood. Wein said he thought many times about buying a house in New Orleans or finding some way to live here part-time. Now, he said, he has a permanent address. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.